Cooking Thanksgiving dinner next week may set you back a little more than last year. The price tag to host a feast for 10 is up $5.73, and it's for all the classic fixings, which include
turkey, of course, stuffing, or as we call it where I'm from, dressing, green peas, dinner rolls, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, cranberries, a relish tray of vegetables, and other miscellaneous items like whipped cream and butter and milk and all the things that you would use to prepare these items.
Sir, whipped cream is not a miscellaneous item. That's John Anderson. He's a senior economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation. They've been tallying the cost of Turkey Day dinners since 1986. John, $5.73 more, 13% increase over last year, the biggest jump since 1990. Go through the laundry list. Why the increase?
Well, it's mostly up because of the turkey. The 16-pound turkey was up about $3.91. Other items, pumpkin pie mix up 41 cents, milk up 42 cents, whipped cream up 26 cents. So really across the board, we saw at least modest increases in the prices of most of the items on the survey.
Except the noble carrot and the celery. They stayed the same, or actually went, what'd you say, down a penny?
Down a penny. They helped us out a little bit.
Okay, but with the turkey, we know turkeys eat corn. The price of corn has been up. But why else would turkeys be up?
Well, even though feed prices have been up, typically when we see feed prices higher, we expect to see production down. That's not what we see this year, so I don't think that's the major direct effect on turkey prices. Production is higher. We have I think historically what is a very good demand for turkeys, not just in the United States, but globally, and that's helping to support those prices.
Well, the poor things. And another reason you give is grocers. They're starting to raise their prices a little too.
I think that's right. As you look back through 2009 and 2010 when we were in recession and just coming out of recession, I think there was a lot of reluctance on the part of retailers to pass along higher costs. In 2011, I think we started to see that break down some, and I think that's part of what's going on there. Retailers have decided that they can't continue to absorb costs, and they're trying to recover some of that.
But, you know, even though we're looking at overall the cost rising $5.73 to make a Thanksgiving meal, it's still, when you calculate it, a really good bargain of a meal, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, we're talking about a really nice dinner here for less than $5 a serving.
And it's the meal that lives on if you eat turkey in sandwiches.
Exactly.
John Anderson, senior economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, put aside another $5.73 to get ready for your Thanksgiving meal. John, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.